Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Dan Bongino, Donald Trump's FBI director, just admitted something insane on Fox News, and I'm not even sure he understands what he admitted. He was asked by Sean Hannity why he spread so many theories before he got into office, and why the theories have kind of dissipated ever since he's taken his position of power as the deputy director of the FBI. This all came in context of the January 6th pipe bomber being captured yesterday, which honestly, that is great for our country. The FBI has messed up a bunch, but an actual domestic political extremist wannabe terrorist getting captured is great for the country by any standards. But of course, Keystone Cash Patel comes out in front of the cameras and is way in over his head, immediately turns it into this partisan political show, and uses extremist radical rhetoric. Let's take a listen to this, then we'll move on to Bungie.
Thank you, General. When you attack American citizens, when you attack our institutions of legislation, when you attack our nation's capital, you attack the very being of our way of life. And this FBI and this Department of Justice stand here to tell you that we will always refute it and combat it. We will provide the safest country the nation has ever seen under President Trump.
I hate these slimy MFers. See how easy it is for them to say that you shouldn't attack the Capitol? See how easy it is for them to concede when it's like a black young dude who we don't know his ideology really? See how easy it is for them to say, yeah, you shouldn't attack the nation's capital. That is a huge attack on our democracy. Why would anyone ever do that? But when Donald Trump sicks his own mob on the Capitol, like sicks his mob on the Capitol, they're all chanting, hang Mike Pence, because Mike Pence is certifying the election results. All of a sudden, Republicans are blind to this. They don't understand how bad this looks. Let's check out what Dan Bongino admitted on Sean Hannity's show. Just to run you up to speed, Sean Hannity is essentially asking him, like, dude, you floated a lot of conspiracy theories on your conspiracy theory podcast before you were appointed as the FBI director. Now that you're the FBI director, everything is way different. You're not as extreme. And I shit you not, Dan Bongino's answer is to say that he was essentially being paid for his old answers. That when he did these conspiracy theorist podcasts, he was being paid off. Just take a listen to this.
You know, I don't know if you remember this. This is before you became the deputy FBI director. You put a post on X right after this happened. And you said there's a massive cover-up because the person that planted those pipe bombs, they don't want you to know who it is because it's either a connected anti-Trump insider or an inside job. You said that, you know, long before you even thought of as deputy FBI director.
Yeah, that's why I said to you, this investigation's just begun. We are pretty comfortable. We have our guy. I think there's, again, legal process starts to surface and information and facts start to come out. The public's going to be very comfortable with the investigation that was conducted under Director Patel and his leadership. He's been great on this. But I don't want to... You know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's clear. And one day I'll be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director. And we base investigations on facts. And, you know, it was interesting. I was
Okay, wait a minute. There is more to this clip. But you guys hear what he just said there, right? He said, I was being paid for that show. Now I'm being paid to be your FBI director. Now, of course, he was being paid for every show that he's done. That's a given. But the way he said it very heavily implied that the reason why he was spreading those theories in the past is because of the money. And then he said now he's being paid to deal with the facts. He literally says the facts. And then he's like, maybe someday I'll go back to doing the show. I mean, just take a listen to his verbiage one more time.
He's been great on this. But I don't want to, you know, listen, I was paid in the past, Sean, for my opinions. That's clear. And one day I'll be back in that space. But that's not what I'm paid for now. I'm paid to be your deputy director, and we base investigations on facts. And, you know, it was interesting.
How I read this is that he was He's admitting that he was spreading utter bullshit in the past. He is admitting that he was literally just spewing shit out of his mouth when he was on that podcast. He was being paid for his opinions, and now he's realizing those opinions are completely incongruent with the facts of every single case. When Kash Patel and Dan Bongino were still podcasters, still doing their podcast circuit, Dan Bongino actually had one of the biggest MAGA podcasters. I remember being at a Trump rally in... it must have been like July of 2024. We were filming for a video, and this lady tells me that her favorite source of news is Dan Bongino. Now, I wasn't super familiar with him at the time. I'd only seen clips of him, but thinking back at it, that lady must be having the best year ever. Like, imagine your favorite podcaster becomes a deputy FBI director, and it's like your dream. You get to see all of the cases that you were worried about get exposed, and then he gets into office, and none of the cases are quote-unquote exposed because there was nothing to expose. He was saying that he was going to get into office and drop the Epstein files, drop a bomb on everyone. Well, he was like the main cover-upper of the Epstein files. He apparently almost even resigned as people were asking him to help them cover up the Epstein files. He was close to resigning. He said that he would uncover the conspiracies, uncover the truth about J6 and about the pipe bomber. Well, it seems like the truth is much more boring than any conspiracy theory you made up about some deep, dark Democratic plant doing this. No, it was just some dude who was probably mentally ill, and the J6ers were sent to the Capitol by Donald Trump. So again, these MAGA podcasters are basically admitting that they were spewing horseshit on their prior podcast. Let's take a look.
I was looking out in the crowd today at the presser, and I saw a couple of media figures who you and I both know who promoted the other scandal, the collusion hoax. And I thought to myself, you know, the difference between us and them is, you know, we evolve. As information and new inputs come out, we can produce different outputs because that's what we believe in. We believe in facts and investigations guided by facts. There were people out there in that crowd, I'm sure, still believe in this collusion fairy tale hoax. So we'll see. We're going to be guided by the facts as this thing goes forward. And I also, I can't get, stop the, you know, leave the truck here without... Yeah. Thanking the president. The president.
Now, this video immediately went viral and everyone was cooking him in the replies. Someone said, "What a beautiful self-own." Because he's just owning himself. He's like, "Yeah, I'm lying. This man made millions lying to the American public. And we released the unredacted Epstein files to be transparent, to find justice for the traumatized victims." Said no FBI deputy director ever. Bless Bongino's heart. He's trying so hard to give integrity. He's like the kid sophomore year who was convinced he was destined to be a movie star. I mean, I think what's going on here is that they were so sucked up in their own conspiracy theory realm that they hit some legitimate friction once they got into the FBI. Kash Patel and Dan Bongino thought that they were going to blow up the entire January 6th narrative. They thought that Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama were going to be hauled off within 2 months. And I think they had to go through some cognitive dissonance as they slowly realized that, wait a minute, everything is a bit more boring. Reality is a bit more boring than someone like Alex Jones makes it out to be. And the non-boring parts, the actual conspiratorial parts like Epstein, they make Trump look bad. They make his guy look bad. So I just think it's really funny that he was like, yeah, I was paid for my opinions in the past, and now I'm paid to focus on the facts. Like he's intentionally drawing a difference between the facts of the case, which he doesn't even deal in facts nowadays, versus his opinion. He also said something later on about how Republicans or people in his party update when new facts come out. Please, Donald Trump said the election was going to be stolen in 2020, like early 2020, like legit January 2020, he was saying the election was going to be stolen. 5 years later, with no shred of evidence, every single Republican that supports Trump will still say, oh, the election was weird, it was stolen, there was something wrong with it. Republicans, no matter how many court cases Trump lost, no matter how many facts came out, not a single Republican updated their information. I mean, maybe not a single one. There are some that updated their minds, but Dan Bongino is just not telling the truth when he talks about Republicans dealing in facts, and it's easy to tell that he's not telling the truth because he admitted that he doesn't tell the truth. I'm going to leave it there. If you want an actual truthful podcast, drop a like, subscribe below, follow me on Instagram, Spotify, everywhere, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.